Oh, hey, I forget. I don't have any startup music. Oh, welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you. I forgot I've got to get on that and get some new startup music. Okay. Today's the 27th of March. April showers started early. And we'll just go on with what we're doing today. Okay. Let's. How should we begin? The chat room will be open. I'm going to open another room. If you want to join the chat room, go to www.blogtalkradio and join Blog Talk Radio and do a chat name so I can promote you with that. Okay? All right. Na 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 na
Nancy, she's got it all.
Hey, I love that song. I got it all. All right, why don't we begin with the comedy of Rhonda Hanson?
You black gals have it so easy. You all have that natural beauty.
natural beauty. She hit it. After I use Ultra Sheen, Sheen and Glow lip gloss and cocoa butter, I feel like I've been salmonized. I don't walk out of the bathroom after a shower, I hydroplane. But I love being here at the Friars. Thank you so much for asking me to be here. I love it. There's so much love in the room. If you're in love, you can really identify with this feeling. You ever come home late at night, have a really dreamy look in your eyes, close the door, hear yourself saying, baby, now it's just you and me. Realize you're talking to a pint of Haagen-Dazs ice cream. So it hurt me, chocolate chip. Did I mention that I'm a Negro? I'll be a Negro all night. Oh yeah, have you noticed every 10 years we just change what we call ourselves? Sometimes we're black, sometimes we're Afro-American, sometimes we're third world. Why do we keep changing? You know, Jews stay Jews, Italians stay Italian, Mexicans stay about this high. I want to thank the racists for laughing. My name is Rhonda Handsome. But my really close friends call me divorced and bitter. All the bitter ladies. Put your hands up. I really love being married, except for that part where my husband was always breathing. I treated that man like he was a god. Every meal was a burnt offering. Yeah. Oh, God. But I knew I had to get a divorce. I knew I had to, because we argued all the time about the most ridiculous things. I wanted a dishwasher. He said, don't get a dishwasher. So I went out and got a dishwasher. Every night he complained, the dishwasher makes too much noise. The dishwasher makes too much noise. Finally, I just had to put my foot down. I said, look, as long as I'm paying for the dishwasher, Juan can sing whatever he wants. Now put your foot down. Yeah, I want to thank the racists for laughing at that. Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's really, really challenging for a woman now in this society. I'm single now, and I feel all this pressure to be a cougar. I'm a reluctant cougar. Young guys scare me. No, really, they do. Young guys scare me with sexting. Do you know what that is? Emailing and texting naked pictures. Doesn't anybody use business cards anymore? Instead of, here's my card, here's my junk. Oh, my goodness. Why are you taking naked pictures of yourself in the bathroom? The lighting in there is terrible. These young guys scare me. I went out one of them scared me because he was a terrorist wannabe. A terrorist wannabe. I don't even believe he was a real Muslim. Everybody knows that prayer is Allah Akbar. Not Al, back up the car. One young guy scared me because he was so quiet. So quiet. He snuck up beside me real quiet, like a ninja. And then he whispered in my ear. Now, I'm not sure exactly what he said, because he whispered in my bad ear. But it sounded like, oh, that young boy did things to me that were banned from the counseling. I lost track of time, space, my underwear. And then suddenly, like a ninja, he was gone.
and now I can never go back to that Applebee's.
Yep, so the new health care program is going to kick in here soon, and you know, it's good that we're concerned about our people, but I wonder who's concerned about the angels of mercy who take care of people in the hospital, like Nurse Braithwaite. Quiet down in here. Who's ringing that bell? I'm no chambermaid, you know, I'm a registered nurse. Bedtime. You want a bedtime? Catch it. And you mind how you're walking. The porter just washed this floor and you're scuffing it up with your crutches. Nancy, why are you sitting there crying in the corner? You think you're the only woman to have plastic surgery? I told you, you look pretty as a picture by Picasso. You know you shouldn't have another facelift. Every time you cross your legs, you smile whether you want to or not. And you with that big belly, or you're here for the classes in natural childbirth? Well, at Beth Israel Hospital, we explain to you that natural childbirth is a miracle, and it hurts. Now, when you go into labor, you must breathe like so. I don't understand what all this breathing is about, because you're just making the same sound you did when the kid was on his way in. Now, when you can't breathe no more, you go, "Wah!" And your husband says, "We don't want any medication." Oh, yes, I think some of you have seen Nurse Braithwaite. Obviously, you can tell. I'm a woman on the verge of a nervous breakdown. I actually did go crazy. I'll admit, in a movie theater. Anybody here see Avatar? Yeah. I went crazy at Avatar. IMAX 3D. Opening night. Very crowded. I have to hold a seat for my son who's going to join me. Place is packed. Soon. The chair next to me is the only one that's available. Every minute, someone comes in and goes, "Is this seat safe? Is this seat safe?" Finally, I just snapped. "Is this seat safe? This seat is held holy by all of United Artists of Paramount. This seat is washed in the blood of the Lamb. Is this gum encrusted red velour seat saved? Why, yes, sir, this seat is saved. Let me hear you say, hallelujah." No one sat next to me. Not even my son. I love you. You have been wonderful. And please rise to the same sky. My name is Rhonda Hanson.
I'll put in a word for Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Always a celebrity show. This week she has, I'll find her email, and she sent me, excuse me for that coughing, didn't mean to cough, Lucille Ball, a tribute to Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Check it out. Okay. Let's keep it moving right along. Of course, now I have to get... I went to find one thing and then lost my studio. Here we go. Let's keep it moving with this. This is from a show I wrote called Women of War.
We are warrior women.
No. Last 10 years, you have reacted to a great many important newspaper headlines. But of all the events in the headlines, there is one that seemed to affect you most.
I see where they've called this little girl to the stand in the quiz scandal.
Oh, yeah, I saw the little girl. Yeah. Had a picture of her in the newspaper going into court with her manager.
Terrible thing.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
I am just sick about it.
You
just
know what
sick.
I keep wondering?
Sick.
If they had to fix the little girl.
Yeah, fixed her.
To rig the quiz.
Yeah.
How did they put it to her? She's 9.
How do they, how do you put it to a child?
Yeah.
What do you say to a kid? I suppose they said, kid, you want to make some money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how I put it to my child.
Yeah.
You can't go into a lot of things. It's just
awful thing.
Oh, it's the worst thing that's ever, because it's a lie.
Yeah.
I hate a lie.
I haven't been able to think about anything else.
No. I want to tell you something. This is the truth. If there was a war tomorrow, I couldn't think about it.
No. Listen, if there was a war tomorrow, you wouldn't see it in the paper.
Well, that's a fact. But it's something that leaves you with nothing. The ground is washed
out. Van Doren was my idol.
Oh. He was everything.
He was my idol.
He was my image.
Yes. And now I don't know what to think.
Yeah.
I mean, does he know anything, or is he just a very thin man with a high forehead?
There's no way to know now.
No.
Now you can't tell.
Well, thank heaven for the investigation.
Oh, yes. They're getting on.
Yeah.
They're getting on.
When I feel worst, I say to myself, at least the government has taken a firm stand.
Oh, well, they can't fool around with this the way they did with integration.
No.
This is something.
It's a moral issue.
It is a moral issue.
A moral issue.
And to me, that's always so much more interesting than a real issue.
Yeah.
You know, because you there's a fiber to it.
That's right.
You can feel
something
it.
Something to follow in the papers.
Yes.
But I'll tell you, I was stunned.
Mm.
Stunned, for instance, to find out that the people on Person to Person knew they were on television.
Oh, didn't you know that?
No. I was cool.
There you see, I knew that.
Remember how they used to, hello, Mr. Morrow. We were just looking at our new septic tank.
I knew. Because you know, how would they know? They had to know where to look for the camera.
But I didn't think.
You don't think. You see, you don't think. If you thought, but you don't.
I want to know this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know it's terrible to have all this dishonesty. But I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the president on television?
Which one?
Well, any.
Oh, well, of course. I've seen them all. And then on radio before that. Oh, yes, I keep up.
Now, let me ask you this. Who do you think writes their speeches?
Don't they?
Not always. Politicians don't always write their own speeches.
Oh, my dear, some of them do.
Some of them do, some of them don't.
How do you know which do and which don't?
That's my point.
Oh, I see.
That's my point.
I see your point, yeah.
Because. Now, if they have to announce that the dentist in the ads is an actor.
Yeah, yeah.
Won't they have to announce when a politician hasn't written his own speech?
Oh, well, now, don't be a fool. You're being a childish person.
Well, why?
Well, because this is an investigation that that extends to television, but you certainly can't enforce the same rules on politicians. I mean, they're the people who run our country. You know what I mean?
Well, yes and no. What's the difference?
Well, what difference?
I mean, you admit that Van Doren is a fraud.
Oh, my. Well, because it's not the same thing. No, really, it's not.
Well?
Because it's the whole thing. It's a different. You want to know the difference?
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you exactly what the difference. Here is the difference. Here is the difference right here.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the difference. Because very simply, Van Doren went on television and claimed to know all the answers. Mm-hmm. And the government has never done that.
Love the comedy of Nichols and May. Speaking of comedy, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. with George Bettinger. And you can listen to him at 4 p.m. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays by tuning into Tune In Right Here in Miramar. That's what it says. Tune In Right Here in Miramar, Mom and Pop Shop. Also follow his thread on Facebook. And my friend Bob Greenberg is going to be down in the Florida area, down there. He'll be performing, let me see if I could find it, at the Black Box in Boca, April 27th, and Jimmy Bush Jr., terrific singer. So you want to check them out, go to the Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook for more information and to follow them. Okay, thank you, and let's keep it moving here. I don't know what we haven't played. It just seems like when I get away from one, I lose the other. Okay, let's get back into my studio switchboard and see what we're going to play next. As time flies by, it's so true. It's so true. Okay. How about a little Tom Carosa? I love Tom Carosa. You can get his CDs on CD Baby. But he always writes these great, funny songs. And a lot of people just know it by the sound that they know I'm playing it. All right, I'm going to play this one because it's one of my favorites. Here we go. It's called...
You patiently showed to me. stop and smell the squirrels. Now that you are gone, I get it, yep, I do. Now that you're not here, I see. I'm angry.
Okay, well, we got 90 seconds. Thanks for tuning in today. We'll go out with a little 1 minute and something here. Thank you again. Remember,
and
my
now,
CDs are available.
Rip Roaring 20 slang terms due
CD
for a
baby.
Comeback.
This is Nancy Lombardo,
legs,
Log Talk Radio.
A lady.
Get a load of them gams on Louise. Her legs are like the stock market. They go up,
what's
up,
the buzz,
up,
New
and
York?
Up forever.
Spifflicated. Drunk.
We got spifflicated at the gin joint and wisely invested all of our money in the stock market, whose roaring performance will surely continue to the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
The cat's meow, a person or thing that is extremely excellent.
America's economic performance is the cat's meow, I tell you.
Giggle water, any drink with alcohol.
Oh, God, I just lost everything. I'm ruined. I need me a giggle water, and quick.
Dewdropper, a young unemployed man who sleeps all day.
What malarkey. Now everyone will think I'm a no-good lollygagging dewdropper.
Applesauce, an expletive.
There are no jobs anywhere, and the trouble boys want to be zapped. Oh, applesauce.
Clam, money.
How many clams can I get for selling my blood? I've got a whole trench coat covered in and stuff right here.
Big sleep, death.
Make my own big sleep? It sounds crazy, but I have nothing left to lose.
No one's onions. To be well informed on a subject matter.
This FDR fella sure seems to know one's onions. I'm sure he'll turn the economy around lickety-split.
Ducky. All right.
This New Deal sure is ducky. And now that everyone recognizes the wisdom of long-term economic planning, the economy will be ducky forever.